The next few weeks were torture for Artis. He hadn't been able to communicate with Belle, and he was now unemployed. In his desperate mission to win Belle back, he decided to put together his own vaudeville troupe and make her an offer she couldn't refuse. The Depression had reduced the price of merchandise, making it affordable for artists to purchase all the equipment he needed to get started. He calculated he was going to use every last penny of his savings and a lot of wheeling and dealing, anything to get Belle back. A surprise visit from Bert perked Artis' spirits. "How's Belle?" "Well, I'm not surprised that you'd be the first thing to ask instead of, 'Good to see you, Bert. How have you been?'" "Oh, yeah, of course, mate. How have you been?" "Oh, shut up. As for Belle, she looks as miserable as you." "Can you ask her to meet me at the Glassy on Friday afternoon at 5:30? "Oh, I'll do my best. She's keeping her head low and Vinnie doesn't let her out of her sight, so don't hold your breath." Friday afternoon couldn't have come quickly enough. Artis arrived at the Glassy 15 minutes early, a bouquet in his hand. He paced the sidewalk, mentally rehearsing his speech. All the while, his eyes flitted about the bobbing heads of the crowds in search of Belle's soft golden curls. Those 15 minutes were spent worrying about whether Belle felt too intimidated by Vinnie to come, or worse, if she even cared for him and maybe led him on to make a fool of him. All his fears melted away when a break in the crowd revealed his beautiful Belle. As their eyes met, their faces illuminated with matching smiles. A surge of energy shot through him and he hastened towards her. Their steps quickened as they weaved through the bodies and connected in a lingering embrace. Belle noticed the faint yellow remnants of bruising around his eyes and nose. She smoothed his skin with her fingers as if she had the power to make the bruising disappear. Sensing Artis' embarrassment, she hugged him. "You look very handsome," she said, running her hand down his jacket sleeve, admiring the extra effort he had put into his grooming. She brushed her fingers across the red and white carnation on his lapel. A stray strand of his hair had draped over his forehead when he removed his fedora. She repositioned it, noting the distinct smell of the bull cream he'd used to style his hair. "They're not as beautiful as you," he said, "but there you go." Her eyes sparkled with appreciation as he held out the bouquet. "Let's get out of the cold," he said, leading her across the street to a restaurant. The waiter took their coats and hats and led them to a private booth. As soon as the waiter had left, Artis said, "Belle, I need to know if you love him." "Oh, I'm so sorry. I should have said something. He just came on so strong, promising to make me famous, even offering me a one-year contract. The next thing, he's at my house speaking with my mother, who's pressuring me to sign it, saying opportunities like this are hard to come by." "It's okay, love. You came. That's all that matters." "Oh, Artis, I'm so sorry." Tears spilled from Belle's lashes. She searched her handbag for a handkerchief, dabbing at her tears before they ruined her makeup. "Love, I can offer you better than a one-year contract. I'm starting my own troupe and I want you starring in it."
"Artis, I can't join your troupe." Fresh tears pooled around her lashes.
"What?" Artis looked at her in disbelief. "Vinnie expected you might try to start your own troupe. He's furious with you. Said he took a chance on you when you were 16, trained you and trusted you, and this is how you repay him. He's vowed to destroy you and anyone in his troupe who he thinks will be joining you."
Belle's tears were flowing down her cheeks.
"It's true. I owe him a lot, but who would have guessed we'd both fall for you like a ton of bricks? I don't feel good about what happened, Belle. But you can't live in fear, love. I promise to look after you."
"My mother forbids me to leave Vinnie's troupe. Since my father died, we've been struggling to make ends meet. When mother couldn't afford to keep paying for my dance classes, the opportunity to work for Vinnie was a godsend. He convinced my mother he was going to do everything in his power to make me famous. You know how pushy he can be. The next thing, I feel as though my entire life planned out as if I belonged to him."
"Did he ask to marry you?"
Belle bowed her head as fresh tears surfaced. Artis' heart sank.
"Did you accept?"
She nodded weakly as her shoulders bobbed in rhythm to her weeping.
"Oh, Belle," he whispered,
his blood turning cold. They were silent as they battled with their thoughts.